Welcome back, Noodle Squad. I am your host, Noel Mulkey, and this is Noodle On with Noel, a podcast where we noodle on, like noodle is a synonym for brain, and we just get your brain moving. That's what the idea is behind this podcast, and I love to talk, and I can talk all day long. I do talk a lot, and really don't have too many people to talk to. So that's what this podcast is about. Okay, today's episode is episode 10, and I have decided, yes, to do a whole nother weight loss episode because I feel like I'm a better talker, first of all, than the first time I did this. The second thing is I have a lot more to add that I left out. Ooh, can't breathe into the mic. The third thing is I just want to do another episode about it because it was my most listened to episode. Literally my most listened to episode was how I lost 27 pounds in 2 months. And so maybe this will strike gold again because I do have a lot more to add. And yeah, that's what this episode's about. It's the weight loss episode part two. So with that being said, yeah, let's get into it. Basically though, I want you to understand something. Weight loss is, it's something you do when you love yourself in terms of like, okay, I'm not saying that you don't love yourself at whatever size you are. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's like I'm just going to go with me. For me, my example is when I felt like I was ready to invest in losing weight. I've done it twice. I've lost 58 pounds one time, and I've also lost 32 pounds one time in all very relatively short amount of time. I did it very different both ways, both times. But both times I really needed to be in tune with myself, and like I have to love myself. And so you're worthy. You're worthy of doing something. You're worthy of losing weight, if that makes any sense, or gaining weight or doing whatever you want with your weight. You're worthy of it. And I feel like that message needs to be said before we get into these. So what we talked about last time was, I guess, basically ran down exactly what I did. And this time I'm going to do that, but I wanted to add quite a bit more. Okay. So let's get into it. One thing I want to say, a little background, is one time I lost 58 pounds in 3 months. I went from 198 to 139 in a little over 3 months. And then recently, a decade later, this last October, so I did it at like 21 years old, and now I'm doing it again at, I did it again at 30 years old. I lost 30 pounds from October to now, and now it's January 9th, 32 pounds actually. So I guess a little like November, December, and January. Okay, so basically 3 months. 3 months, I've lost 32 pounds. And this is what I did. Let's get into it. Okay. Step one. I got a calorie counter. And I've been told, even before the goal was to lose weight, I was just told, because I had a lot of stomach issues. And every dietitian I talked to, every person I asked for advice, coaches in the triathlon world, this, that, they all said, write down, keep a diary, a food log of what you eat. And I was like, that cannot be like the only thing I have to do. Because I don't know, to me, that was like, ugh, that sounds actually really, really hard to do. I don't want to do that. But I have learned so much by just plugging in the stuff I eat all day. Like, I'm actually pretty shocked how much I learned. Because I thought I was relatively knowledgeable about calories and good food and good quality food. Like, I knew you're supposed to eat like whole foods, you know, not processed stuff. But then it's just like weird stuff I never even assumed. like Smart Butter. Have you guys heard of Smart Butter? Okay, it's like better than normal butter, but still, that shit is 80 calories per tablespoon. Or is it more? It's 120. So if you put like a shit ton of butter on stuff, I guess I have to make this episode explicit in the App Store. So if you put like a ton of butter, that's like, you could get up to like 400 calories in just butter. So yeah, don't do that. But okay, so I was really reluctant, super reluctant to download a calorie counter because it's one of those things I was like, I'm going to do it for like maybe 3 or 4 days, maybe a week, and just kind of forget about it. And that's not true. I stuck with it. I've been doing it for the one I got was MyFitnessPal, and I have done it for 80 days or something. I've been on MyFitnessPal because it gives you a streak. It's like, don't lose your streak. Make sure you record something. And yeah, 80 days or something on MyFitnessPal. And let me tell you why I got the premium version of MyFitnessPal. First of all, you can scan barcodes, and I can't tell you how fun it is to scan barcodes. I actually love it. Like, oh, I have a can of tuna. And I put the barcode and you scan it and it knows exactly how many calories, what brand, blah, 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 blah. It pretty much has every brand. And boom, you can just put how many servings you have. Boom. Like just like that. Okay. It also remembers meals. So like you can just like swipe for what you had yesterday if you're having the same thing again. And it has a part where you can literally like hold your phone over a meal or whatever, and you can just take a picture of it, and it like recognizes all the foods and stuff. I'm like out of breath. So that was a game changer for me because it made it really easy. But then remember folks, it takes two weeks to make a habit. So I, 2 weeks to make a habit. So I was like, oh, I'm going to at least do 2 weeks, and now I've done it for 80 days, but it's just so eye-opening, like so eye-opening. Yeah. If you stop listening to the podcast right now, if you stop listening to this episode right now, then you know, then that's my number one tip is log your calories. And it gets easier. It gets less mundane. You know, you have your like, well, it saves all your stuff. So once you start doing it, it remembers. Okay. And also what it does is I hooked it up to my Training Peaks, which is what my coach sees for training, but it hooks up to your Garmin and stuff. So say you go on a run, all right, and you upload it. It just immediately goes to MyFitnessPal and it subtracts the calories. Like it's a really cool system. It literally subtracts we're talking about MyFitnessPal. It literally subtracts the calories. I put a very aggressive goal. I was told not to do this, but I'm very impatient. So I wanted to do it, but I, chose, 1700 calories a day, base calories a day. So say it's 1700 calories, right? But then I'll go for a swim, 4,000 yards, and I come back to my MyFitnessPal app and it says I have 2,400 calories available left for the day. It's like an incentive to work out. It's like really cool. It's like an incentive. Like, oh, wow, I just upped my calories that I get to eat for 1,000 more. I'll go on a 2-hour bike ride on the trainer, 2 hours. And that's like, it's been telling me that's like 1,500 calories. And I look at the app after the ride and I'm like, oh my gosh, I now have 3,000 left for the day. And it's fun. It's like less stressful because I'm like, I can just pig out. Up until a point, I get 3,000 calories left for the day. So that's something that I found is really, really, I mean, it's just, it's been a complete game changer. A complete game changer. So I would suggest MyFitnessPal, but there are a ton more. But this one is like, this one's the one that I don't know. I just like it. I think it's like one of the most popular too. I bought the premium version, everyone. Don't quote me on how much it was. I think it's like $100 a year. But, oh, and then also, oh, And the other part of MyFitnessPal is really cool. When you log your weight, it has a section for your photos. So you can literally just take a photo of yourself, like in the mirror. And it's the progress photo. It shows it's the progress photo. And like, I have like 10 of them now. And it's just really cool. It's just so motivating. So that's all hooked up. Okay, that's step one, right? Okay, so track your calories. Okay, moving on. Now, okay, this is a super simple one also, but it's like eat slowly. Drink water with your meals to help you feel more satiated. Having water as your beverage actually activates your metabolism. Load your plate up vegetables first before adding other food items. Now, let's talk about vegetables and fruits. Okay, I know. Vegetables and fruits? What? What's this inside? I know how to do this already. This is so simple. Everyone knows fruits and vegetables, but do you know my trick? Okay, when I'm in like, I'm gonna lose weight mode, this is what I do. I love salads. Love salads. I'm such a salad slut. I love salads. And it's so fun because you can be like so creative with them. So get a big bowl. And if you love salad as much as I do, let's mix it all up. We can do kale. Okay, let's start with the greens. Kale, normal lettuce, romaine lettuce, arugula, spinach, leeks, cilantro. Put that all in a big bowl, right? Okay, now let's get a protein in there. We need some protein. Weight Watchers loves grilled chicken. Grilled chicken is like 0 points on Weight Watchers. That's the old school way of doing it. But a big old honking grilled chicken breast, you guys, is like, it's like 222 calories, according to MyFitnessPal. Okay, that's nothing. And it fills you up, a big chicken breast. So I hate that I'm out of breath because I keep breathing into the microphone today and I don't know why I'm out of breath. I just don't. But I have had a lot of coffee, so maybe that's it. So we got a big old bowl of salad. Throw your grilled chicken breast in there. Now let's add color. We need to add color. You can add radishes, bell peppers, onions, olives, garlic, tomatoes. Like what? Like okra, pickles. Like there's so many like different things you can add. This is the kicker. The dressing, you guys. I know. Dressing is what makes the salad good, right? Well, it can also just completely ruin your salad. But there's a ton of fat-free, low-calorie options for dressings, which put it into your MyFitnessPal. So the one I love this low-calorie, fat-free ranch that I have. And I just put 2 tablespoons of it. And I hate calling this the Kim Kardashian mixing salad mix method because everyone would know it. Because I feel like I did this before she did this. But you put your salad in a bowl and then put like a bigger bowl or something on top of it. And this is how you mix it. Instead of with a fork and knife, you shake it like this. It's so satisfying. Okay, that's your salad. You mix your salad up. Okay, and you can be so creative with salad. Another option besides grilled chicken breast, you could do little cans of tuna or sardine. I love the little cans. Tuna, sardine, salmon. Or you could do both, grilled chicken and salmon. Turkey burgers. Okay, so the goal is to make this honker of a salad. Just a big old honker salad. And that will just fill you up. Then, okay, so that's your main. And then on the side, if you want a little bit of a side, just a piece of sourdough toast. Piece of sourdough toast or some carbs. Especially, I mean, I still work out. I still train 3 hours a day. So I can't just, like, be living off salad. I can, but you feel awful. Like, you really do feel awful trying to work out the next day. So, yeah. Okay, so... And it's just so fun. I might do a whole episode, you guys. I might do a whole episode on different salad combos because I just love salad. Okay, So where are we at? The other thing is, so we've gone over counting calories, salad, getting a type of fitness tracker. You got to have a fitness tracker. You don't have to, but they say the first step to change is being aware. Actually, I don't know who they is, but my coach told me that. Shout out to Coach John Fetchick. He told me that. He said the first step of change is being aware. So when I say they, he's the one who told me that. Okay. So another thing I did, I know they say don't do this. When I say they, it's stuff I've heard, like off of TikTok or articles or my mom. I keep doing that. I can't help it. But so apparently, like, the idea of cheat meals isn't smart. Like, you're supposed to adapt a healthy way of life instead of, like, diet is such a bad word now, diet. But the way when I have gone through two weight loss, cycles, I love a cheat day. Okay, you've had your cheat day. Now you're set for the rest of the week until you get a fun one again. And the fun one is a cheat meal. And actually, for most of the cheat meals, I don't put in my fitness pal. It's like the one day a week I don't put in my fitness pal. I do sometimes, but sometimes I'm just like, I'm not going to worry about it. And that's when you like splurge. Oh, and one thing I want to say, another thing I want to say is, so I can eat. I can put it away. And what I've noticed is the skin, the littler I get, the smaller or something my stomach, I get full so much faster. My stomach is like, it's like shrunk. I don't know if that's true, but like I can tell like quantities I used to eat. I don't know if I can eat that much because like, I feel like my stomach, I'm just so much more full faster. Okay. And I want to say about what I want to say about quantity. Okay, so like that's another thing. I loved, like, I don't know. I'm just such a bit, I've told you, I have a very addictive personality. So I guess the word is binging. When you're like, is that the word, binging? But yeah, it's like if you want to pick out on something, instead of picking out on Lay's potato chips, instead of picking out on chocolate, pig out on cherry tomatoes. Pig out on fruit. You can literally eat so much fruit. Which brings me to my next tip, Noel's weight loss tip number 3. So far we've done calorie counting, big salads, and I guess we're on to the fruit part. But I love fruit. But I think something that's cool is, so one of the problems for me also was night. I think it's a big problem for a lot of people, is like they'll actually do pretty well all day and then at night just completely ruin everything. Instead of going for the bread, the ice cream, whatever your vice is. For me, it was all of it, bread, ice cream, chocolate. Instead, I will make myself a big bowl of fruit. So many. And this is what's fun about fruit. Is so much variety. Go to the store, go to your produce section and be like, oh my gosh, I've never tried a star fruit or a jackfruit or a dragon fruit. Or just get your staples that you rarely have. I mean, I'm sure everyone's had a kiwi, but you don't have kiwis much. Go get a kiwi. Oh, you can eat the skin of kiwi, by the way. You definitely can. I like eating the skin of kiwi now. Complete game changer. It's like crunchy. Oh, it's really good. Yeah, I eat the skin of kiwis now. So last night's dessert, instead of what it used to be, which is like an entire thing of Halo Top plus chocolate plus maybe a piece of bread, which is like 2,000 calories right there for dinner, or for dessert. Instead, I will get a big bowl and I'll have half a pineapple and half a pomegranate, because we have pineapple and pomegranate and blueberries right now. And I just love it. I just pig out on fruit. It will make you shit a lot. It makes me shit a lot. But like everything makes me shit a lot. I have really bad stomach issues. I might cut what I just said out of the podcast because no, I won't. This is a real podcast. This is real. Anyways, but that's what fruit does to you. Everyone knows that. But but fruit, oh, I just love fruit. Fruit is so fun. And I just love fruit. I don't know. I guess this isn't very groundbreaking. That's not very groundbreaking. But oh, and vegetables. Okay, so I always pictured fruit as like a dessert or kind of like, I don't know. But if you want, but you can do the same with vegetables. You can literally load your plate up with bell peppers, carrots. What are other vegetables are escaping me? Persimmons, rhubarb. yeah. Okay. So yeah. It's just like something you eventually are like, oh wow. And you know what? And I think this has been said a ton also, but this has been said a ton also, but it really is true. Like the more you like eat whole fruits and vegetables and stuff and meats and less processed stuff, you really do change your palate. Like my palate's completely changed. Like I don't crave like a, and I will say, even when I did gain a lot of weight, I was never like super like only eating fast food or something. I just feel like I craved more. I craved like carbs and starches and stuff. And I don't really crave that. I crave pineapple. I crave cherry tomatoes. In fact, as soon as I'm done recording this, I'm going to go upstairs and have a bowl of cherry tomatoes. Maybe a little salt on them. But yes. Okay. So where are we at? Okay. So we're doing fruit, vegetables, blah, blah, blah. Avoid ultra processed foods with artificial preservatives, coloring, flavorings. Snooze fest. We know. But the thing about, none of this is groundbreaking. This is all proven, you know, like this is all stuff everyone's done for years, but I'm just trying to give you insight into how I did it. One thing I will say is the progress you feel like you make, like is so, when you've made it to a milestone, when you've seen like, okay, I just did this for 2 weeks and I'm down 8 pounds. I'm down 3 pounds. Like, it's really cool. It's like a really cool feeling. It just makes you want to keep going. I will say also, like, it's really easy for me, and I know a lot of people. I feel like it's really easy to overeat at night. So if you are just finding yourself eating and staying up late, like, go to bed, get up and work out in the morning. And boom, you've already started like a whole, you start your next day over instead of just staying up and eating. So I just want to say, I know I'm forgetting a massive step. I should have written these down, but that's what I did. I mean, that's what I did. Oh, I guess, to an extent. So I'm a triathlete. Everyone knows that. But so I do already have a very good routine with long hours of cardio. But if you're not doing much cardio, you know, that's where this fitness tracker comes in. And it will help you. And also it will help you, like, if you want to maintain weight, if you want to gain weight, or if you want to lose weight. I feel like most people get a calorie tracker to lose it, not to gain it. I want you to also take into consideration, like, this is something that may seem overwhelming and hard at the start, but it really does, guys. It becomes second nature. Logging what you're eating becomes second nature. Eating a big old salad becomes second nature. If you're at an event or celebration, don't feel like you need to deprive yourself. Instead, eat lightly and with moderation and keep your health and metabolism goals in mind as you choose which foods to eat. If you know ahead of time that you won't have time to cook, prepare a meal with leftovers for the next day, pack some fresh fruit or cut veggies that you can eat instead. Oh, and apples. I know it's so cliche, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I cannot believe I just said that, but it like literally is true. Apples like have some sort of enzyme or chemical that aids in weight loss. I don't know what that is, but it's not misinformation. It's real. It is a real thing. Apples have something in it. So I always eat an apple a day. I love apples. I'm a Granny Smith apple person. I love Granny Smiths. So, yeah, and so then it's, I guess I've been sharing my progress on social media, which is also pretty encouraging, you know, share. I think it's cool to share your progress with weight loss. I think I got a weird response to it because a lot of people said, like, how are you trying to lose this much weight with a bone stress injury? Because for people who don't know, also, I am injured, can't run, haven't been able to run since October. Because of a femoral neck stress reaction. No, that's not in my neck. That's literally the femoral neck, which is hips. It's a hip. but that's getting, I have a doctor's appointment. Anyways, what I'm saying is, yeah, I got mixed reactions when I said I wanted to lose weight, but I'm down to 7% body fat. And I did that with the clippers. Do you guys know what clippers are? It's how you measure your body fat percentage. Because here's another big thing to keep in mind. Another big, big thing to keep in mind is when you body weight becomes less and less. Weight becomes less and less dependable as a means of body fat measurement. You know, you can be 260 pound linebacker and have like 6% body fat because you're just all muscle, you know? So I guess if the goal, for me, the goal is to lose body fat, not muscle, although it's really hard to do that, to kind of do both. But if you are, your goal is to lose body fat, which is, when I say weight, that's mainly what people want to lose is the fat part of it, not the muscle part of it. Yeah, it just becomes less and less reliable, dependable, the number on the scale because so every now and then, and actually on Amazon, they literally have these things called clippers. That's the actual way to get your body fat percentage is like this little clip, like this thing, and you pinch three different spots on your body, your stomach, your armpits, and your quads. And, I should have brought it down for show and tell. Oh, well. But yeah, you clip that. And you clip off those and that, and then you like add the numbers, divide by, there's a whole thing. A doctor did it for me, but you can just get them off of Amazon. It has instructions, really simple instructions. Anyways, I'm 7% body fat. But my 7% body fat, I could still weigh just the same as I did with 10% body fat. But it's just more muscle now, you know? So it does become less and less reliable. And also, I think those scales that can tell you your body fat from just standing on it, those are a lie. I don't think those are accurate at all. I'd be shocked. I don't see how they can be accurate. Like, how is that possible? For like the four times I've breathed into the mic this episode, you guys, I'm really sorry. I don't know why I keep breathing into the mic. So if you're, yeah, someone, also real quick, I just wanted to interrupt someone on my podcast, or someone on my TikTok live, cause I'm streaming on TikTok live during this. Again, someone goes, Noel, you have a podcast. I think that's what it says. Yes, I have a podcast. This is Noodle On with Noel. This is episode 10. We are in the middle of filming episode 10. Okay, so back to weight loss. Yeah, well, there really isn't much more to say. Like, I and then I just stuck with it. It's been 79 days or 80 days or something. And it's been 79 or 80 days or something. And I, I feel amazing. I I don't have too much. I'm just trying to think if I'm forgetting anything, because I've done, this is now my second time going through this, but that's exactly how I did it, you know? And I still have implemented, I guess I don't know. Yeah. So the goal is every day. And then the ultimate goal is every single day. MyFitnessPal has this thing where you click complete it diary, like complete diary. And, so daily you put your log, you log your food and you complete the diary. And then, you click complete diary and, will tell you, it estimates how much you'll weigh in 5 weeks if you keep going the way you do. And I guess my goal every day was to be in the blue. The blue means you are still have calories left. So you want to be in a calorie deficit every night before you go to bed if you're trying to lose weight. If you're trying to gain weight, it's the opposite. It's you, when you go to bed every night, you want it to be, you know, a little over, not a calorie deficit, a calorie surplus. I don't know. So it boils down. It's very simple. I guess it's so simple. And I feel like this stuff can be overcomplicated. Now that's how I did it. There's like all these new like intermittent fasting, keto, raw milk, all this shit that I don't know anything about. My way works for me. It's worked twice. It's the salad method. We're going to call it Noel's salad method. Cause I love salad. And fruit, salad and fruit and working out. I'm not knocking keto. I'm not knocking intermittent fasting. I just don't know anything about it to suggest it but even MyFitnessPal has like this thing where on it, when you log in, it tells you if you want to do like, do you want to follow this fasting program? I just clicked out of it because I didn't want to follow a fasting program. But fasting apparently works for people. I don't think it would work for me because I still love eating. I don't really want to fast ever. Like if I can help it, I'd rather not fast. But those are, I just want to let you know, like, and small changes lead to big results, because this is all simple. Like, this is so simple. It's very. Someone made fun of me on my YouTube video because I say a lot, and I can't stop saying I have to stop saying Does anyone know how to not say if you're like, if you say every single sentence? I can't stop saying it. I don't know how to stop saying it. Okay, so here's a sample shopping guide. I wanted to give a sample shopping guide. So if you're listening to this in the store, go to your produce aisle. And let's load up our cart, folks. We're going to load up our cart. Cabbage, carrots, coffee beans, blueberries, tomatoes, rosemary, red apples, artichoke, green tea, chickpeas, chili peppers, blackberries, figs, pearl barley. I don't know what that is. So I guess if you want to add pearl barley, shrimp and salmon. Okay. And grilled chicken. And then let's go over a few examples. Sample meal plan. So this is one that I love because I just mentioned these fruits. So breakfast, kiwi dragon fruit smoothie and coffee. Ah, yum. Lunch, artichoke egg scramble with a strawberry lavender smoothie. So an artichoke egg scramble with more coffee or tea. This is so bad to say, but I'm going to say it. I do think, like, I understand how cigarettes make you skinnier. I was a smoker. I smoked from like pretty much all of high school. I smoked. I think I stopped at like 20 years old, because a lot of times people just eat because it's something. It's like something to do, something to like calm anxiety, you know, anxiety eating. And I do. Yeah. Yes way. I was a smoker from like 8. I also did a lot of heroin too. I from like 18 to 20 years, from like all of high school. Anyways, I get it. Like, I get how that can, like, instead of, you know, eating, instead of eating chips, you just have a cigarette instead. I don't know what made me just go off on that tangent. I'm just saying, I get it. Like, there was a whole thing in the 80s or 90s or that, you know, models would smoke because it helped them stay lean. I get it. That was not advice to go smoking. Stop smoking. Stop vaping. Don't vape. Okay, so let's go. Okay, so we're back to, okay, so kiwi dragon fruit smoothie. Okay, that's our breakfast. For lunch, we're doing a Mediterranean tuna carbonara. Yep. Or just do a Mediterranean tuna salad, you guys. Also, I don't think cheese is bad. Cheese is not bad. We love cheese. And for dinner, vegetarian chili. Another dinner option would be clams with black bean sauce. You could do a mushroom pie. Apricot coconut curry. That does not sound good to me. I'm not a big, I don't like dinners that are sweet. I want my dinners to be savory. Dinner is for savory. Dessert is for sweet. And then a good example of dessert could be dark chocolate coffee bark. I don't know about that. These are just like some simple, fun meal plans. I download it. These are very complicated though. I want to say also, like, be creative. Yeah, be creative and don't, because there's so many creative, I feel like a lot of times people, I know it's so much energy to also be, okay, yes, that's a lot of energy, right? That's a lot of energy to be creative. But, and yeah, I know sometimes you just don't have energy. You're like, I don't want to make all this. But they do make it easier now. You can like do all those, what are those things called? Like those new ones, there's like new, I can't even think of a single one. All those meal delivery services, not DoorDash. The stuff you can deliver, get delivered from, it's like a fit, healthy, something. It's like little frozen dinners or something. I don't know. I like those are pretty expensive, but stick with my little shopping list. Ooh, here's some more ones. Edamame hummus, green papaya salad, soba ramen, mushroom pie, green salad, roasted shrimp, blood orange. Oh, these are so creative. So, yeah, I just want to say that's what I did. And once you get to a happy, healthy weight, if you feel good, if you look good, if you're satisfied, and then just like maintain a healthy lifestyle. I feel like both times I really let myself go. The first time I was just a mess and still on drugs. The second time though, this last summer, I had a pretty bad injury and couldn't run, or I wasn't really supposed to do any exercise, they said. And I went off on vacation and drank and ate a ton and came back like 80 pounds heavier. Yeah, not 80, but I was heavy. For me, for my build, for what I'm supposed to be at. And so I really let myself go. And I guess what I'm saying is both times I got bigger and overweight for me was because I had no body awareness. I just stopped like either caring or just didn't even think. You know, a lot of people live their lives from the neck up, meaning they just don't have any kind of awareness of their body, like what it does and how it feels. And this is like, you know, really good for it or bad for it. And it's sad, but it's also, I get it. You just don't even think about stuff like this. You just are so focused on other aspects of your life instead of your health. And when I have to say, weight is not a correlation between health. I want to make that very clear. That is my personal belief, is you can be very healthy at a weight that might not look like a model or something, or, you know, I don't think weight is correlated to health. Although it definitely can make you, although it definitely can be, it can be from either end of the spectrum. If you're too underweight or too overweight, obviously that can be unhealthy, but that is up to you and your doctor to decide who's healthy, what's healthy, and all up to you and your doctor. So yeah, but anyways, that was weight loss episode part two. I just wanted to touch on more stuff that I forgot about and just wanted to really make sure I explained it right, because I am getting, every time I post my weight loss stuff on Instagram, everyone's like, how'd you do it? And I'm going to point them to this episode and the last, then the episode before, it was like episode three or two. So, but this one's better. I think this one's better because I was way more in depth, and like, I'm like better at podcasting now. But this has been another episode of Noodle On with Noel. Let me know if you have any questions, and I'll make a third episode on this. We could do a whole episode on salads, different types of salads. So how cool will that be? Because I just love salads. I can't stress that enough. So this has been another episode of Noodle On with Noel. If you are enjoying the podcast, please give me a review, rate it, say hi on the Spotify comments. I'm on every platform. Follow me on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok. And oh yeah, TikTok's back. I don't know for how long, but go follow me there. And yes, this will be episode 10. Thank you for listening, everyone. I am your host, Noel Mulkey. This has been another episode of Noodle On with Noel, and I have a good week. See you next time.